Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison. Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Greetings, Earthlings.
I guess we got to, do we have to be specific now? Is it Earthlings? Is it aliens? I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, we're here to talk about it. Had a wonderful weekend. Went up to West Virginia, to my hometown, and performed at the Smoot Theater, a theater I used to go to in my youth to watch movies and things. Throw popcorn. You know, be a kid. It's good to be there. Performed open for Kevin Farley. Was a great big crowd. Lots of my friends and family there. It was one of those nights that you live for, one of those really good nights, and it was fantastic, I have to say so. Stayed in the Blenner Hazard Hotel, the haunted hotel. Much of the area there is haunted. I wonder why. Anyhow, yeah, it was a good weekend, great show, great times. Thanks to RVA Productions and Grogs for sponsoring it, and Parkersburg homecoming team. God, it was everything you wanted it to be. And if you go look at my pictures, there were tons of pictures taken. It was a very, very happy night for me. Anyhow, then we come back to reality. Oh, man, you want to talk about reality just slapping you in the face. We are here. We are right in it. I don't know if you've heard this or not, but the dollar's going to be in real trouble. There is a disaster of immense proportions building right now. Let's say that right now. The real thing that always anchored in an odd way the dollar was the petrodollar. All of the oil exchanges in the world market are done in dollars. So although we are disconnected from the gold, that was done by Nixon, we are lightly connected to oil, to say. So it is, even though the dollar is not a commodity-based dollar anymore, it still lightly is. And the problem with that is U.S. policy of the Fed, not of the government, but of the Fed, a totally separate entity, can play with that dollar's value and thus affect the world's oil market. And in case you ain't noticed, Biden, you know, we were told how Trump would make the world hate us. Biden has got the entire planet against us. Biden, word has it, can't say it's true. It might be, but he sure said some things that lead you to believe it. Might have been implicated in the Nord Stream pipeline, which is our allies' pipeline. So I guess he decided to cancel it like he did the Keystone Project, right? because he's number one. He's the big cheese. He's the most powerful man. He can rule by dictate. He can take his pen. So let it be written. So let it be done. Are you okay with that? Are you okay with that? Seriously. Are you okay with that? I thought we elected a president to represent the people of the United States. See, this is, it's really funny. I was one of your, I was naive, but I have been learning. Now, learning doesn't mean you were stupid, because from the day you're born to the day you die, if you're a smart person, every day will be a learning experience. So learning does not indicate stupidity. Being presented with the facts and then ignoring them, that is the sign of ignorance and stupidity. That is the definition of ignorance and stupidity. But not knowing something and then learning it does not make you stupid. If you learn it, the first time it was an accident. That was the learning experience. The second time will be if you're stupid because you didn't learn the first time. So the dollar, whether anybody believes it or not, has been lightly connected to oil, which gave it value. Because other than that, there is zero difference between monopoly money and the money you have in your pocket. The money in your pocket has value because you believe it has value. If everybody quit believing the dollar had value, what would happen to the value of the dollar? It would disappear because it is a mere aberration of your trust in it. Whereas when it was attached to gold or silver, if you lost faith in the dollar, you could go in and exchange it for gold in the amount of $1. But now that there is no commodity backing it, there is no way to exchange that piece of paper for something of value. The only value it has is a perceived value. And if perception disappears, the value disappears. Y'all understand what I'm saying? It's like there used to be a dollar menu. Well, what happened to that dollar menu? Inflation. So is the dollar worth more? No, the dollar is worth less. But I thought it had the value of a dollar. Well, that was a dollar under this perception. It is now perceived at this because now things have changed. Our perception has changed. Whereas a gold piece will always be a gold piece. But then again, the only value of a gold piece is the value that the gold itself might hold to make something. That's the difference between that and a dollar. I mean, you can turn a dollar into a paper airplane, but, you know, maybe you should make dollar paper airplanes. But the perception, and the world got tired of that perception being moved around because that greatly affected them. And Saudi Arabia, who has played us like a fiddle our entire lives, benefited from Big Brother protection without Big Brother expenses, as a matter of fact, making nothing but profit. You know, just like when Pfizer and them got all that money for Operation Warp Speed from the American taxpayers and then lined their own pockets with profit and not paying that money back. Because it was owed to them because they were saving the United States. Saudi played us like a fiddle, and now they're entertaining, taking the yuan or the Chinese dollar or BRICS. And BRICS is backed by commodities, just like the dollar used to be. But the day the world realizes they can trade in any currency for oil, the dollar will crash resoundingly because the last underpinnings of value will have been removed. And the funny thing is, if you go to the printing press, they don't run printing presses anymore. Get up to speed. They digitally implant the money into a bank and bingo, now we have more cash. They don't have to even wait for the ink to dry because the banks don't even have to keep the amount of money that they've got deposited in their bank. They only have to keep a fraction of it. That's why when they fail, then you're on the hook. And not just the money you lost, the taxpayer money, you're on the hook. The bankers have created the most magnificent system where they can go out and play and spend and risk your dollars. And then if it fails, Uncle Sam's going to come in and make you pay for it anyhow. Bank monopolies should not exist. No bank should be big enough to fail. That will bring down the whole system. That was something we learned the last time. And we turn around and forgot it again, and here we are repeating history yet one more time. Over and over, same mistakes. Over and over. Don't learn from history, live history. Because that's where we're at, folks. And we didn't learn from Weimar, where they had the million-dollar Deutschmark. We did not learn. And guess what? We're going to experience it again. Only this time, we're going to experience it in a country full of narcissistic, whiny, little snowflake bitches, and y'all about to find out what really bad is. See, I'm amazed with what you grow up knowing as normal. You grow up knowing as normal people having 3,500 square foot homes with air conditioning set down to ice age in the summer and heat so hot that you can run around in shorts in the winter. Because they have so much money, they are rich with it. Even though they think they're poor, and they have $100 cable bills, so they can have every single channel that they could humanly want to watch. Because God forbid we miss something on TV. Every bedroom has a TV. Every person has a phone with a computer in their phone and their own computer, and they have music, all the music they want. And they never have to wait or save. Everything is just there for taking. A great consumer society we have built. And we all know what we have seen on the consumer holiday, Black Friday. People fighting over TVs and appliances. The new doll. Oh, it's going to be different. Black Friday, people will be fighting over food. Hopes to save their family. You're going to get a lesson. You're going to learn to be tough. There's been study after study that show that people who have been through times, hard times, will make it through. But when they come out the other side, they will look older. And that's why my generation, we went through some stuff. We didn't have everything handed to us. We had to save. We had to wait. Nobody could just borrow money. You know how many people I knew had a credit card when I was younger? Now everybody has it, even teenagers. Even your college students have them. I had no credit when I was in college. I lived in people's basements. I worked hard. I worked a full-time job to go to college. And the college I went to wasn't one of these ones where they teach me how to basket weave. I went to a tech school. I came out with a very usable education. And I had debt, and I paid it all back. But that is not today. Today we are special. Today, because we want something, we should have it. And when it's not going to be available, we will throw little temper tantrums and burn things down and trash cities and steal. You have not seen rough, but you will. And if you're listening to this and you're a smart person, you will start making some form of plan. You will have an idea. You will have things in place. You will not be caught with your pants down. And if you live in any major city and you don't have a plan to get out of there within hours of a disaster happening, you're going to be in for the real hell. And you have millions of people inside areas that barely have, if you rationed a week's worth of food. What are you going to do with the water? Well, the water comes in the pipe. What if they dump a train in your water and then the water coming out of things is contaminated? There, where you going to get your water? How are you going to decontaminate your water? Where are you going to get water? If you watch any survival show, folks, watch any survival show, water, fire, food, shelter are all things that are important, with water being the first thing they start looking for. Because you can go a week or so more without food. You can't without water or some form of hydration. So you better start thinking. And don't think when it happens, because when it happens, it's going to be too late, because everybody's going to be thinking, oh, the water's going, where am I going to get water? And they're going to run out, and all the bottled water is going to disappear. Like that, it's going to be gone. Ain't going to be any. Just hang around when a hurricane's coming. Shelves are empty. No water. What do you do then? Where are you going to get your water? Where are you going to get your food? You better have some idea in your head. Have you ever cleaned a fish? Have you ever cleaned a deer? Have you ever cleaned anything to eat? You might want to, in the night when you're watching videos, start trying to figure out how to do that. Try to figure out what parts are edible, what parts are not edible. Because you may have to do that. You may have to do that. You don't want to think about it, but you may have to. There's something coming. That's inevitable. And anybody who's been through a bankruptcy has been in the place I'm at right now, that I'm looking around at the world. We are, the United States is that married couple. Both of us have banged the credit cards to the point, you know, Republican, Democrats, male, husband, wife, however you want to look at it, we've both taken those credit cards and we have trashed them. We bought everything we wanted. We never said, I can't afford that. We just bought it and bought it and bought it and bought it. And then here you are. There ain't no more room on the cards. They're all banged out, and Timmy needs a lung transplant. Now what are you going to do? That's America right now. These artificially low interest rates that they have held out for such a long time, oh, my God. Folks, we in that time. We in that place. The check is coming to the table and you don't have your wallet. You better start making plans. You better start coming up with ideas. You better. It's here. It is here. It is up to you to figure out what to do with it, because it's not going to go away. It's not. It's going to get worse. And you better have a backstop. You better have some, because your dollar is worth nothing. It's only worth what you believe it's worth. That's all it's worth. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's obvious to anybody with a brain that elections have been so destroyed and taken over as to not even be funny. I'll tell you this, when everybody sits there and goes, oh, it's this group of people causing the problems. It's this group. You want to know who's causing the problems? The governments. The governments all are so big, so powerful, so strong, so intrusive. And who causes all the, who's fighting? Are the Chinese people and Americans fighting? What about the Russian people? I keep hearing about all these rich guys going over to Russia to hook up and get them some good cheeky poos. So I don't think we hate them. What about Saudi Arabia? You hate Saudi Arabians? Nah. I don't hate the people. I hate the government. Roy Haber has a great t-shirt. He's a comedian friend of mine. He says, America, love the team. Can't stand the coach. We're the team. We the people. The government has become corrupt. The government has been purchased by all the big interests around the world. The government is part of the industrial complex. We the people are still good people. We've always been good people. Only problem is government corrupts everybody who goes to it. That's why our founding fathers tried to restrict it. And then you let it go because you needed stuff. You needed stuff. You had to have stuff. I need it. And so here we are. People go, we're 30 trillion. No, you guys are dumb. You got to look at the whole debt. 30 trillion is just one credit card. The other credit cards that are full and we've already used up and we're just paying interest rate. If you total up, because see, when I promise you something, I have to have the money to pay for it. Social Security, your retirement, your that bank with all them rich CCCP customers. They got to pay for it. Total up all of our debts. We are over $130 trillion in debt. $130 trillion in debt. Or at least the corporation of America is. Well, you're one of them conspiracy theorists. No, listen to the stuff, man. It all starts coming clear. See, I'm in on this. I've been sold a lie for a long time. That's why they want to redact everything. That's why they never want to just hand you paper. Because if you saw the way they talk about you behind your back, it'd be the old pitchfork thing, you know, from the early days when Americans had balls. But here we are. Here we are. Well, we're going to do our first commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireza. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative Radio Show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
To have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Peace, what's up, y'all? This is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Solve Coagula. Solve Coagula. Tear down and rebuild the whole system. Vibra prophecy fulfilled. Snakes in the grass. Son of position. Got snakes in the grass. Rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out. Avoid the bomb blast. I got ya. I got ya right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya, you'll be a goal. Can you hear me now?
Hey, just all part of the game.
Ain't this thing for so long now. It's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you live and just to follow the world with Satan.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing
backlog. It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over
You're paying more for everything.
All righty. We're back. So, I don't know where to go next. I think we do have to talk some more about the Rona because, let's face it, that was one of the, okay, there's either two schools on this. They were either the dumbest people on the planet Earth or the smartest people. Dumbest people. They believed all this garbage they told us, and they believed that wearing a cloth mask would stop the virus from the air when it wouldn't stop the virus in the water. What do you mean by that? Go out to a dirty stream, take your mask, put it over a water bottle, pour that dirty stream through there. It's pure and filtered, right? No. Well, why not? Because the openings in the mask were too large to stop the microscopic bacteria, just like the virus. Matter of fact, every study done after this, every study done has shown no correlation to wearing a mask and being safe. But yet, places still demand you to wear a mask because they bought the stupidity. It is now their religion, and they will die on that cross. And you will obey their fears, their unfounded fears, their unreasoned fears, based on zero knowledge. you will be as dumb as me, and I will force you. So that's the biggest takeaway from all of this. They've just given people the right to demand to know your vaccine status. Well, should we ask them if they're, can we ask them other personal questions? What psychological medications are you on? Because a lot of these shooters were on psych meds. So we should not fear that. If it just saves one life, that's the mantra. If it just saves one life. So are you gonna allow yourself? There's so much evidence they're hiding. It's trying to get through. Have you seen these hearings in Washington with all these people talking about hidden data? I know way more people that know somebody hurt from a vax than I know people who know somebody who even got heavily sick from the Rona. That's what's funny. All the people who were going to get their vaccines and say, I got to plan a day off because I'm going to feel terrible after I take this vaccine. That's how I know it's working. Wow, you're a special kind of stupid, huh? I got to feel sick for a day or two to keep from feeling sick for a day or two. There's a 99% survival from that virus. The Rona. So you're not allowed to question things that are out in the open because everybody bought this charade and everybody jumped on and rode the parade float, genuflecting as they went by. Look, this is my Band-Aid over my shot. I care. Just like the Ukrainian flags. You're going to screw our country over Ukraine. When are you going to look around and go, maybe this government thing ain't so good? Because they sure as hell have screwed things up. And you're just riding along, it's through the season. Nobody has faith in the government because you'll hear phrases like good enough for government work, which means we know government work is shit. Close enough for government work because we know government work is shit. The most expensive everything because they don't have to worry about spending more than they take in because budgets mean nothing to them. They can lose $7 trillion. Not a person will be prosecuted. Not a person will lose their job. But if you forget a $5 receipt on your taxes, they will take your home. They will take your business. They will take everything you own, and they will leave you homeless, and they will not give a shit about you. But you're okay with that because that's the government that is now. That's just the way it is, man. That's the cost of progress. Well, you can keep the progress. I am not going to be living where somebody can just shut my money off and tell me it's not mine because I said the wrong thing. But you will, because you'll go along to get along because you're out to save grandma. And you don't care that they took your right to free speech away. You don't care that they kept information that they knew and they told you they knew. They told you they lied to you to get the response. And you're okay with it? It's mind-boggling to me that if three people got diarrhea from eating at a Taco Bell, people wouldn't go to that Taco Bell for years. But if thousands upon thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of cases of reactions, doesn't stop you from taking Uncle Sam's little prick? Wow. All I got to say is, wow. How? How did it get to this point? Huh? Because it got here somehow. It sure did. And there's an article in Drudge that says, you know, less Americans are patriotic or something like that. See what it says. Here we go. Poll, Americans pull back from values that once defined the U.S. So it's gotten better, right? I mean, the cities are better, right? Seattle was turned into a shithole. It was a beautiful city. It is now a dump. People are leaving there. It smells like piss and shit, you know, like New York. They even laugh about that in New York. They laugh about the city smelling like piss. They're proud of it. See, everything that used to get you shunned is now something to be proud of. Being a freak now makes you the elite. This world has flipped upside down. It most certainly has. It most certainly has. And they're going to use this lawlessness that they create to crack down, to control everybody, because, you know, just like grade school, one person misbehaves, the whole classroom gets punished. Is that the simplest way to just take it away from everybody? They're treating you like grade schoolers, and you're letting them treat you. You're just like, hey, guys, take my rights. It's one more safety. One safer, right? Right? Why do I spend most of my trips being ready for my encounter with government agents than I do with criminals? Because in all my years of traveling, I've only had one attempted robbery on me, and my Doberman stopped that. But I have been pulled over by the police over 50 times and had more money taken from me by the police for my safety than any criminal has ever stole from me. Yet we are told the criminals are the danger. The criminals that they will not go apprehend, because they're too busy apprehending harmless citizens, turning them into criminals, and taking money from them for their safety, for driving like a cop drives every single day. Yes, your freedoms are just going down a drain, and you're just sitting there watching them going, there's nothing I can do to stop it, while your hand is on the lever that shuts the drain off. If they give you a digital dollar and you take it, you're causing this, because they can shut your digital dollar off. It's not like the dollar bill, even though it really has no value, that you could save in your backyard in case it did perhaps get value again at some time. A digital dollar, they can just say, you can't get to your account. That's the whole reason I canceled my PayPal, because they started that, if you say something offensive, we can take $2,500 from your account. No, you can't, because you're no longer attached to my account. And if you've got PayPal, you're an idiot. PayPal should end up like MySpace, gone and replaced with some group that ain't a little bunch of commie bastards. So, folks, you had better start waking up to all of this. You better start making some kind of plan. People have been saying for years to get ready. It's going to happen. And the ones who are ready, don't expect them to be so kind, because there ain't going to be much. And we've been telling you to get ready for a long time, and you ain't done it. So why should I suffer because you weren't smart enough to make some good choices? They have sold you down the line, folks, and you just don't want to admit it. The idea that founded this country was incredible. It was fantastic. And a bunch of libs have screwed it all to hell and back. And we all going to pay the price. And yes, the conservatives and libs ran this money up. And this money, they'll suffer not a thing because they're multi-millionaires made on your back. Everything they have done to you has been a fart in a bag. It's a promise. A promise is only good as the person making the promise. And we have a bunch of leeches and leches and the most defile things running this country. And they all think they're so great. They're the rich elite. But the ideas that founded this country are very good, where men are free, men and women are free. And I say men and women because that's what there is, men and women. You're free. And if that means you're a man and you want to say you're a woman, you're free to say that, but you ain't free to force it on you. Difference. Some days I feel like a bear, but I can't be a bear because I am a human. Actually, if I was a bear, I should identify as a bear and go into Chicago, and that way when they shoot me, they'll have to go to prison for shooting an endangered species. I'm a bald eagle. I identify as a bald eagle. I identify as a snail darter. You know, the government's starting to visit people's houses. Anybody calling for any kind of action? Oh, did you say to stand up? Well, that means you want to fight. No, it means I'm tired of you pussy bitches pushing us around. And that's where we have to just say no. No, I'm not wearing your mask. No, I'm not sharing your fear. No, I'm not taking your poison. I haven't had a vax since first grade, and I ain't about to change now. My dog gets his, but he gets shit for stuff that will kill you. If you had a 99% kill rate virus and you had a vaccine developed the old way, I might take a chance with that one. But if the other option is gene therapy, then I'm going to find out what's on the other side. I will start my next adventure. Or not. As again, I've said that many times about life after death. I believe there's something after this. But if there's not, then it really doesn't matter, does it? If there's nothing there, there's nothing there. That means I'm not there, you're not there, there's nothing there. It doesn't matter, does it? It means not a thing. It just means that's gone. I'm not even there to feel bad about not even being there. That's the argument. How empty are you inside if that's what you believe? It's just over, and then that's it. Well, if that's the case, just go do whatever the hell you want because there's no consequences. Nobody will remember. It'll just be done. There's way too many things that say there's something else. My favorite way to point it is to people is this. What's the difference between a living body and a dead body? When do they code you out at the hospital? When your heart stops and your brain has no electrical activity. Well, what are you? What part is you? Well, I believe the electrical spark is you. And here's why. They have videoed this way more than once. When a sperm meets an egg, there's a flash of light. That's you. It has its own pulse. It has its own brain waves. That's you. How do you know to breathe? How do you know to breathe? How do you know to go to the restroom? How does your body know to digest food? This is all just happenstance? Just happenstance. Have you heard, I think it's a movie called 7 Grams or something like that, that every person when they die, they lose approximately 7 grams of weight? Why is that? Seriously, where does that electrical spark go? Because we all know energy cannot be destroyed. So, where does that go? That goes off, but that's you. The electrical impulse is you. Your brain is electrical activity. You are the impulse. This is a device that holds you here. You are here. You are here from the time of inception. Where you came from, that's again another question. Are there only so many souls, or do the souls just keep growing in the universe? And if there are souls growing, where do they come from? So this is the thing you can get into. This is the area where there really is no black or white, and you do have to do a lot of believing. Where in a world where everybody wants absolute proof. Absolute proof. First, correlation does not equal causation. Then tell me what it does equal. I hit you, your face hurts. Correlation does not equal causation. Just because I hit you doesn't mean it made your face hurt. Am I wrong? When you can see people get the shots and die, when you see these turbo cancers show up, when you see people who are now the leading dead people in the Rona are the people who took the vaccine. Have you heard about VAIDS, vaccine-induced AIDS? These are all real things. How did they slide that thing into your system? They shut your system down, kid. And some of them didn't turn back on. You have been sold a horrendously big lie, and everybody has participated in it at the top. And until you wake and unhitch, you're going to be along for the ride they're going to take you on. That's why they fear individuals. They fear people who are for their rights. You are terrorists because you're for your rights. It's funny, they're willing to forfeit the rights of other ones to pretend to be a woman while destroying female sports, while going into a locker room full of women and dropping their dick out. And you're forcing those women, didn't want to see a penis, you know, the Me Too movement, to see a penis. But you don't care about the women's rights, because you're for the person who doesn't know who the hell they are right. To say, I am a woman, and walk in and flop their schlong out and make all the other chicky poos look at it. There ain't a man that will stand up for these women. Where's Me Too? I thought that if a woman didn't want to see a penis, she didn't have to see a penis. No, I don't want to see your dick. Me Too. There you go. Isn't that why Bill Burr got? He whipped his schlong out. So what Bill should have done is said, I'm a chick, and walked into a female's locker room, then pulled his schlong out, and everything been good, right? Right? Everything been good. He identified as a woman. He can take his dick in there. You are told to ignore the truth for a belief. Yet you will criticize anybody who believes in God. Your beliefs are crazy, but my belief that a 6'2" dude with a dick is a woman is real. You get it? They expect you to honor their beliefs, but they will not honor your beliefs because theirs are founded in destruction. Why do you think there's such a high mortality rate from suicide amongst these communities? It's because they're happy? Or because they know something's wrong and they keep trying to suppress it? Which one do you think it is? You're not allowed to say that, Dan. You're judgy. I'm not judging. Be that way. Just don't force me to believe it. I can leave you alone. I can totally leave you alone. I will not bother you until you walk into the restroom with my daughter, and then I'm going to damn well bother you. I'm going to go in there and identify as a woman to stand guard over my daughter. There's a couple of us men left. Oh, wow. I kind of went way past the time, didn't I? I hope you're catching what I'm saying. I'm not saying to be mean to anybody. I'm not. But I'm saying that I have to believe what you believe is bullshit. It is. I do not have to believe what you believe. You don't have to believe what I believe. We both should be able to coexist in a country and have different beliefs. All right. Here goes our break. Be right back.
My fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
You want an abortion? Get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
Imagine waking up in a trunk. What is grooming? What if I told you we had a 40% increase of human and sex trafficking in our country due to COVID lockdowns? We already had high numbers to begin with. One's Purpose is an amazing organization pounding the pavement every day, helping these survivors get help. Unfortunately, they do not have the funding they need for a safe house. In the state of Oregon, we have zero safe houses for these survivors who have endured the most heinous of crimes. The time is now to get involved. The time is now to help stop human trafficking. Please go to onespurpose.com to get involved. If you need help and if you know someone who needs to get help, please contact 541-221-3448. Make a donation. Make a difference.
Hello everyone, I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
And we're back. We're back. sitting here. It's really funny because if you've noticed, and I'm looking at the Grudge site, which is, you know, Lib Central, and I'm kind of going through the headlines, and guess what? The New York stuff about Trump, where they just got him again, where they had him, where they're going to indict him, they're going to finally take him down. This is it. This is his final day. This is Trump's last stand. This is the thing that's going to bring him down. He's finished. He's through. He's done with American politics. Disappeared from the news yet again. Yet another lie, false story, built up narrative by the liberal elite who are absolutely scared to death of Trump and what he represents. Your little plan, 7 years. He's been finished for 7 years. He's been indicted for 7 years. This is the final one for 7 years. Russian collusion. It all turned out to be Hillary and the Democrats. That story faded. Quid pro quo, which turned out to be Joe. Election interference, which turned out to be Joe in China. It's funny how that's happened. Because this was the one. This was going to take him down. This was it. None of them even mentioned it was barely a misdemeanor, what he did. They stretched into something terrible. But you're okay. You're fine with it. You don't mind being lied to. They've lied to you about everything all along the way. Everything they said about the virus. Remember Rachel Maddow? You get that shot, bang, stops with you. It ends with you. It's done. It's finished. They were so smart, and they were so dumb to even say that. There is the closest thing we have to a very good vaccine that works pretty much all the time is the rabies vaccine. My dog gets one. It's the one I give him. But where is it? Where is this Trump indictment? He went away faster than a fart on the deck of a ship. But they've done their damage. They have their bots. They have been messaged. Trump bad. Trump owns man bad. Him bad. Him bad. It's really funny. You listen to the mainstream media and then went out into rural America and listened to the jokes they're laughing at. You would understand how the media is completely disconnected from the American public. The American media is now a branch of the government. You know, like Goebbels and his misinformation campaigns from Nazi Germany. Anybody who's on the side of limiting speech is, in fact, the enemy. That's what propaganda is about. Controlling the narrative exactly like the FBI, the DOJ, the CDC did in cahoots with private corporations, and ain't nobody pissed off enough to do anything about it. They took away your First Amendment right. They used your money to take your rights away, and you're not upset. What exactly is it going to take to piss you off? I see people pissed off when they get pickles on their burger. What exactly is it going to do? I guarantee you that people are getting their rights taken away. If somebody gave you bad service, you would speak up. Why are you not against the government? Why can't you not speak up? Why can you not realize they are, in fact, the problem? Books have been written. People in the past saw the future. They knew what was coming. They predicted it right down to the line, yet you're not going to listen to them. Because they were old and locked, and they were dumb, and they had not the knowledge that your college education granted you. Because you've got a piece of paper that says you're smart, so therefore... you are smart. when you run around acting like the biggest dumbasses that ever existed in human existence. But you're smart. My paper says so. I have a degree from very smart people who can't get a job in the real world, couldn't run a company if their life depended on it. But they told me, so I'm smarter than you. Wow. I watched this great experiment start back in the 70s. Because when I grew up, I knew not a single kid with divorced parents. And then the movie was the one that I personally think was a demarcation point was War of the Roses. One of the first divorce movies, really. I know there may have been other ones before, but it's the one that got, that one got the acclaim. That one got the ball rolling, and then divorces just went whoosh. And again, correlation doesn't equal causation, Dan. But it's amazing that when the American family got destroyed, crime and all these other things took off. People not knowing whether they were male or female. Crime in cities. Hey, I didn't dare stand it still when I was a kid. I mean, my dad was over the board with the whipping, but at the same time, at points, I say to myself, where would you have been without that backdrop? Because we're finding out where all these boys are without that backdrop. All you mamas brag, oh, I hit him with my shoes, I'm sorry. Nah, let me tell you something. I've been hit. Ain't done by no fucking shoe, neither. I've been hit for real by a man. And ain't nothing your slipper going to do to me. And as much as I did not like that violence, it kept me in line. Because I had that wild soul that wanted to just go do everything. And that backdrop gave me a base and a foundation. Like I said, there's bad and good in everything. It was bad. I didn't like it. I didn't like that I didn't have the relationship I wanted with my dad. But at the same time, my fearing him may have been one of the best things that ever happened to me. Yin and yang, kids. Everything's good. Everything's bad. That's why when a parent whips their kid and everybody gets all bent out of shape and want to take them and put them in a foster home where nobody really gives a shit about them and ruin them for the rest of their lives because you're saving them, I don't know if you're saving them. I'm not making that right. But whippings do work. Everything is words until you come to physical violence. That's why I said every law written in the United States carries the physical force of death behind it, because that's the only thing that gives it weight. Words are words. Wear your safety belt. Nah. Wear your safety belt. Nah. Wear your safety belt or I'm going to take $100 from you, and then if you don't come to court, I'm going to kill you. Okay, I'll wear my safety belt. Because now it's a command. It is not a request. Y'all get the difference there? Y'all get the difference? They quit representing you and they started ruling you. They started extracting money out of you for your safety and you dollards let them do it. You have to... Taking money from people does not create safety. Like I said, there's been so many things about Confucius and all that. Good ideas don't need violence to enforce them. So true. So 100% true. That's why at the beginning of the pandemic when I was standing up there going, this is bullshit, this is bullshit, this is bullshit, I said this and it's true. If people had truly been dropping like flies like they were trying to tell you they were, You wouldn't have had to convince a single soul to put something on. And I wouldn't have been dumb enough to go get one, a mask with gaping holes in it that wouldn't filter shit out of the air. I'd go get a real respirator with a bacterial component filter on it. Because that's the only thing that's going to work. And then if you don't seal your eyes up, sealing your face up does nothing. If masks truly work, why do people put on hazmat suits that are millions of dollars or thousands of dollars? Why would you put that on when you could just simply go take a T-shirt and rip off a square and make you a mask and walk right into that contaminated zone and you'd have been safe? Again, use your brain. Think a little. Think a little. I know it's hard. I know you quit it when you graduated school. You said, I no longer have to think. I just have to be an adult. I can party and do whatever I want. I don't have to think. No, you still need to think. You need to think. Now more than ever, you need to think. You need to really pay attention and think. Because we's in a problem. And the people who can think clearly and the people who think individually are going to be the ones that are going to survive this mess. The rest of you will be dumb enough to listen to the government. You'll show up at their little camps, and then you'll be interned, and you'll be their little slaves. While the rest of us with guns are going to stay out here and hunt and live in the forest. There's not that much forest. You ain't never been Pacific Northwest, have you? Airplanes get lost there every year, and nobody ever finds them. That's a big, shiny object that can't move. Just drops in there, and then nobody finds it. Well, you can disappear in them woods. The mountains of West Virginia, way out there, you can disappear in them woods. Upstate New York. There's a lot of woods in this country. But there's also a lot of people, and that ain't going to be a problem much longer, I don't believe. That's my belief. The governments are talking about it. The guidestones they destroyed were talking about it. The rich elites who have been speaking for years in front of audiences talking about population control, you think they were just flapping their lips? No, they were telling you exactly what they were going to do. You were just too dumb to grasp it. That there are people that evil on the planet Earth. And they are. There's a bunch of them. One of them's name is Biden. Folks, all it takes for evil men to do evil is for good men to do nothing. And this is your part of the play. This is the part where you've got to come to the table and be a good man. And stand for something. I know that you're criticized. I know you're cut down. You're called toxic masculinity. You're nothing. You're deadbeat dads. You're worthless. You're the ones out there making the food. You're the ones out there building the buildings. You're the ones out there dying at construction sites. But you're nothing. Society has deemed you worthless. Yet in reality, you're the most important part of fabric of society. And together with women, you make the best couple, the best future, the best environment to raise a kid. Oh, I know there's a bunch of single moms out there. Yeah, but I got to stay around and eat. Well, why did you pick him? Huh? That's one of these things, these shows where they got all these women on there and start making them realize, who's the one that says we have sex? Well, unless, of course, you say you're a woman. You're a man who says you're a woman and you go into a locker room. That's the only time you can expose your dick to a girl that doesn't want to see it and not be harassed with Me Too. Seriously. Tell me the difference. We need men. We need strong men just as much as we need strong women. You go, girl. Everything a woman's done is touted. Everything a man does is belittled. A man goes and drives his car down the drag strip. Oh, that idiot out there wasting money. A woman goes and drives that same car down. Oh, she's fearless. Isn't that toxic masculinity to be fearless? If you've noticed, there's only one gender role they're trying, or one sex. Let's get this correct. Stop this gender bullshit. There's only one sex that they are attacking, and that is the males. In the courtroom, males get much longer sentences. In the courtroom, males pay much higher child support and alimony. In the courtroom, males are not awarded their children. As a matter of fact, 80% of the time they lose. In a relationship, 80% of the time it's the women who leave. Yet, all of this evil falls on the male's shoulders because they're worthless pieces of shit whose only job is to go do the dangerous things without any notoriety. Nobody says when you go dive in a place that normally kills people that you were fearless because you're not a woman, but if a woman did it, they'd be right there with cameras filming it. The things you do every day are ignored, belittled, trashed. Yet, we are witnessing what is being done with men who don't want to step in anymore, who just finally said, go what? If that's the way you feel, why don't you go run it without me and see where you end up? Well, I got to take the last break, and then we will be back for the final segment. And then I got to run my poochie to the vet. And get him taken care of. So, here we go. Final segment.
All right, fellow Americans, it looks like some things have changed. Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents?
If you want an abortion, get one!
Younger parents aren't sure that an appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
When I drive into a neighborhood and there are American flags, it's a message of white supremacy.
I'm warning of an eradication of the American memory that could result in an erosion of the American spirit.
We need to completely dismantle the police department.
If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is free, and freedom is special and rare. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise. As long as we remember our first principle and believe in ourselves, the future will always be ours. Ours was the first revolution in the history of mankind that truly reversed the course of government, and with three little words, we the people. We the people are free. Once you begin a great movement, there's no telling where it'll end.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's get up on you.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally, they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming food shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the Mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com, M-A-R-T-I-E.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
And we are back for the final segment. I hope you catch what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say that we need to realize that there was a time in this country when things were running much better than it is now. Oh, you want to go back to slave? I didn't say, God, you people stop it with this everything racist shit. It's just getting so old. There is racism. There's always been racism. There's racism against whites. There's racism against Irish. There's racism against black. There's racism against Chinese. There's racism about anybody who's different than you. That is just things that happen. It's really funny. Racism is to judge somebody based on their race, but that's exactly what you do when you say all whites are racist. That's exactly what you do. Oh, I can't be racist. I don't have a point of power. Bullshit. That's the dumbest phrase ever said. I don't have to be power to be racist. As one person, I could be racist and not have the power to do anything other than go kill you. Huh? See? If all whites were as racist as you say there are, there wouldn't be a rich black person. There wouldn't be any black people on TV. They'd just keep you down. Again, we are teaching people to be victims. I'm not a victim. That's why I don't worry about any of this stuff. You don't like me because of my race? That's on you. I don't get the job because of my race? That's still on you. It ain't on me. I ain't hurt by it. Keep the job. I didn't want it anyhow if that's how you're going to be. They can say the most vile, disgusting things about white people. They can rap about it and call you cracker, honky, make fun of you, tell you how terrible you are, and that's not racist. Yet if you reverse the roles and do it back, you're the most racist, bigoted man in the United States. They have sold you on an idea. For the vast majority, if you really hang around, most crowds are mixed. Most people get along. But if we don't start pulling together as people to stand against this government and the bullshit they're trying to force down your throats, pretty soon you're going to be driving your little digital car that's run by batteries, that's controlled by the main bank, that tells you what areas you can go to, how much gas you can spend, how much everything you can do, and then if you don't do it, we'll cut off your digital money because you have nothing in your pocket. So we can shut you down today and you won't have a thing to buy anything with. And then we can track where you go and shut down people's cards around you so they can't give you money. And then if they do give you money, we can find them because we know they gave you money because it's digitally tracked. Is that what you want? If that's your idea of the future of society, because if it is, count me out. Count me out 100%. I don't want to have nothing to do with that horse shit. It's like when I watched Demolition Man. That's the future they want, kid. They want you all dumb, singing Oscar Mayer songs and eating at Taco Bell. They must show you before they do it. There's many of you wise enough out there that know what I'm talking about. The reason they say correlation does not equal causation is they don't want you to wake up. Yes, correlation does very much equal causation in one way or another. And you need to look at what you're allowing to go by as good and normal behavior. And you need to get a nah. And you need to find that center in you that knows what's right and what's wrong. And there's a reason everybody's upset, because they see where we're going is wrong. If you ever been in a, if you're in a car and it looks like there's a 20 mile an hour bend and the car's doing 100, everybody in that car feels it. You're not sure it's going to happen, but you see it, and chances are more likely than not that there's going to be something happen. And knowing what the truth is, I've gone over this before many times. It's hard to know what the truth is. But that doesn't mean you should just quit trying to figure it out. And that you should very much go with figuring it out. And work to try to come up and figure out what's right. Figure out what's wrong. There will be misinformation. You will be fooled. Look how many people bought the vaccine stuff. Almost 70% of America was dumb enough to roll up their sleeves and take that poison. Wow. And I'll tell you what. I don't want for one millisecond regret not taking that. Not even for the slightest corner of a millisecond do I regret to not take it. But I can tell you a boatload of people I know who are. And I know a smart man who totally, his job counted on him taking the vaccine, and he didn't do it. Now he ain't got no work. But you know what? He's got his health. And all you people who bowed down to save your job, a job that would replace you in the next millisecond, well, I'm afraid you're going to have to deal with that situation yourself. Because I'm all compassioned out for people who are willing to force me out of buildings because I couldn't wear a mask. I'm all compassioned out for people who are willing to take jobs away from me because I wouldn't take your poison. I'm all compassioned out for you. You're on your own. Good luck. Matter of fact, I know a couple people that took it, and I'm pulling for some shit to happen to them. I know. That makes me a bad person, but I'm only human. I'm telling you, folks, this ain't going to get any easier. It's not. It ain't going to get any better. We are at a great change point in our country. And how it ends up depends on how many of you are willing to stand your ground, hold your place, be steadfast, and not kowtow to the new digital revolution that will wipe your freedoms from the planet Earth. And once they're gone, they're gone. Because right now, people can still, as much as the dollar's worthless, hide it. But once the digital curtain comes down, and that's why when these stores say only digital, quit going there. Just go out the door and go, no, I'm done. I'll never shop here again. And when they lose all their business, they would close down, and then people will quit doing that stupid stuff. But see, you're for convenience. Well, what does it matter whether I swipe my card or give them money from my pocket? What matters is the money in your pocket is in your control. That's why they want it gone. That's why they want everybody to share their digital currency, because then that puts them in control for the first time ever. Because always in the past, if you had a property, you could grow your own food. You didn't need a bank. They've taken that away. Cities have now said you can't grow gardens. You can't be off-grid. You've got to accept our help. We just want to make things better. In the past, people had gold, silver coins. They had gold nuggets. They had whiskey. They traded. They had blankets. They had things they made. There was no control over that. But as they've herded you towards that pathway of control, they're about ready to slam the gate. And once you're in that corral, you're in that corral. You're done. You must obey somebody from that day forward. Because if you said, fuck the government, they would take your money away and shut your car off. Now what? They won't just send people. They don't need to send people to your house. They will shut your food supply off. They will shut your ability to travel down, and you will die in place. The very precipice of a fight for freedom. You are standing at the cliff where your rights disappear. And many of you are willingly jumping off that cliff because you don't want to be a troublemaker. You want to go along to get along. Why do you have to be such an individual? Because they want to squash you into a big meat pie that they control. That's what they want. And they're going to get it. They're going to get it. Unless enough of us. When they try to do this digital shit, you go, nah, I'm going to pass on that. Give me my stuff in dollars. But they won't. Unless, of course, you're China and a big corporation, then they'll make sure you get your money out with interest. But you little peons, you people in the public, you are nothing. Well, we have come to an end again, folks. I hope you took something from this. I hope you don't just agree with me. I hope you take the time to open your eyes, look around you, and think. That is the one thing that will save us. But following blindly will not. If you're listening to this, you are the resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground and take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.